What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Gage Podcast. It's Steve, and I'm doing this short intro just to let you guys know that this episode has been split into two parts. We recorded one episode, and we just went crazy long. So I figured I'd put out this one episode, half of it at least, with the geek shit, and then everything else will be on the next episode. So this is the geek shit episode, and then our intros and all this other shit that we've been up to, that'll be on the next week. So yeah, here it is. Check it out.
I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Thingies podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 175.
Ooh,
yeah, it's 175 episodes on this bitch, and yeah, today joining me, I got Brian.
Howdy.
And I got Alex.
Am I supposed to say howdy too?
You can say howdy, or you can say what the fuck, dude.
Hello, Star.
Yeah.
So let's get into some geek shit.
Let's
get into some geek shit, because we got a lot of fucking geek shit to go through. And from what it looks like, we're at like the 40 minute mark, so all that beginning shit might be in a part of a second part of the show. Might wind up doing like a two-parter for this episode. So what's been happening this week? The latest out of everything that's come out this week, of course, is the fact that Spider-Man is back in the MCU.
I'm excited about this, but I also called this from the beginning.
Yeah, and like we all kind of had a feeling that this was going to happen because, of course, you know.
Yeah.
He has now become like one of the big parts of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right.
And in being not just Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is one of the biggest characters in Marvel, period. But the fact that, like, there is no Iron Man anymore. There's no Captain America. So he is kind of sort of the figurehead in, like, the Avengers or any type of anything that could be possibly coming out of the Marvel Universe in the future.
Yeah. I mean, and without spoiling the post-credit scene, I mean...
Oh, no, we talked about this already.
All right, well, I mean, that post-credit scene at the... You know, with Nick Fury, it basically like set up Phase 4, and they'd have to really do a workaround for them to, like, you know, make that scene still relevant. But then you also look at it like, Far From Home was like Nick Fury central, just like Homecoming was all about Iron Man, you know, like, you know, having a big presence in it. But then you got to look at it like, no more Happy Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, because Happy is a Marvel property, and, you know, it would have been like, oh, just like that, Happy's gone, and they would have had to do their, you know, their lame attempt at a third Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And we all know how that goes.
It would have been kind of shitty, but then again, it could have actually been all right, you know? It could have actually, you know, I'm not going to say it would have been better, but, like...
I mean...
It would have been interesting.
It would have been a very different movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because that means they wouldn't have been able to, like, talk about it either.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. One of the details for this thing is basically saying in the New Deal that was signed late on Thursday, negotiations developed between the two, the top players or whatever, both studios, including... Sony Pictures and Walt Disney, and basically it's saying that Marvel and Disney will be both receiving roughly about 25% of the profits And 25% of all the profits of whatever fucking movies they're making.
Right.
Which is a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, it really is.
That's like a ridiculous amount of money, period. Even if it's just a small percentage of it. Because 25% is just it's just a quarter of everything or whatever.
Right, because wasn't that how Robert Downey was getting paid?
Pretty much.
Like the percentage of whatever merchandise and everything else, and that's why he was like the most money made of that original team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, like,
and then they also basically said that Disney will retain all the rights for all merchandising. And yeah, that's a lot of fucking merchandising. It's like toys and fucking shirts and fucking everything.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to look at it in the toy department. It's like I would know. It's like the toy department. It's like not only is it likeness rights for companies like Hasbro, but then think about import companies and Mezco. You give your rights to these companies to make, you know, and that's why like an Iron Man from Figure Arts is like $100 because, or actually for Iron Man's different because none of the Iron Man figures come with the Tony Stark head, but because that you figure it's just, you know, Iron Man, that's all that's it. But then if you look at the Tony Stark figure that I have, that clearly looks like Robert Downey. He had to, you know, he had to get paid for that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mezco, everything that comes with an actor's head sculpt. It's like, you know, they're getting paid. That's why the Mezco told me at Toy Fair there will never be a 112 collective Jack Nicholson Joker because he wants way too much money.
Oh, absolutely, because it'll be a fucking expensive ass piece on top of it too. Like, because if they're gonna pay for this much, they're gonna be like, fuck this, we're gonna just pay this much more for everything else.
Yeah, so that's why. So leading back into Robert Downey, it's like, you know, that's why he made more money than others because of merchandising.
Because he was smart about it.
Yeah, I'm scared to know the numbers that they're going to be making now that this deal is, you know, finalized.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then another thing that was basically that came to I guess a conclusion was basically that Spider-Man also appear in one future Marvel Studios film. It only says one so far. It doesn't say that it's going to be multiple, so it's going to be one Marvel movie film or whatever. But it's, they're also going to have, you know, their own Spider-Man movies or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, apparently that's supposed to come out 2021, I think it said.
Yeah.
Because, right, wasn't there talks back when Sony and Marvel were still not talking? The rumors of, like, Sony wanted Tom Holland in a Venom movie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, it can still happen.
It could still happen.
Because he is still Sony's property.
Yeah, he's still in the middle of it all.
Right. Marvel's basically saying, hey, here's more money than we've given you before. Can we please rent him for the day?
Yeah, exactly. And how about we try this for a little bit?
Right.
How about we just play with both of them?
MCU birthday party.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then lead back into merch. You know, think about the one thing I totally forgot about. Think about birthdays.
Yeah.
Likenesses, you know, likenesses on like party favors. You know, and just, or in general, like t-shirts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, t-shirts, hats, fucking everything. Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Talk about fucking like Disney and all this shit. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Down to even pin-on buttons for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Even pin-on buttons, because them shits are fucking expensive. Yes, especially like the official ones or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then in another statement, they were basically saying, like, you know, Feige was like, I'm thrilled that Spidey's journey will continue with the MCU, whatever, and that he's very excited that everything's coming back together, and that Spider-Man is a powerful icon and hero whose story crosses all ages and audiences around the globe. He also happens to be the only hero with the superpowers to cross cinematic universes. So as Sony continues to develop their own Spideyverse, you never know what could come in the future. So could be a lot of shit happening with both.
Right. I mean, right as we're saying that this is for one movie, this is to close out the Homecoming, Far From Home, you know, well, I guess the third one will be called Welcome Home.
Or a new Welcome
Back.
But basically, like, now that you're going to have this one movie to close out this trilogy, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's one and done. It could be like, here's some more money. Let's rent him out for one more day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have him just appear in a Phase 4 movie for all of, like, 15 minutes. You know, like in Civil War.
Yeah.
You know, because he was barely in Civil War.
But look how crazy that was.
You know, so, like...
It's fun. It's exciting to see what's happening, what's going to come out of this whole MCU Sony thing.
It really is.
Which movie do you think he's going to be a part of?
I don't know. I really don't know. I really think I could do this one, but I don't know.
I really think it, just because of the whole ending with Jameson or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like it may be the Doctor Strange movie. So they can introduce Mephisto.
Because
remember, in Spider-Man lore, people did find out that Peter Parker was Spider-Man, and he made a deal with Mephisto to try to erase everybody's minds about what happened.
I forgot about that.
True.
Yeah, and the
they could also go the whole Kraven the Hunter route. That J. Jonah Jameson basically hires fucking Kraven the Hunter to find fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah. And right, weren't there rumors that they were supposed to be like looking at Kraven the Hunter as the next villain?
Yeah, something like that, yep.
So yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. It's very fucking exciting. I'm kind of like not literally jumping for joy because then I'd fucking like piss all the people downstairs, but you know.
Right.
Deep inside.
Well, whatever. They were playing a lot. They were playing a lot of music anyway. So
yeah. Exactly.
No, but it's great that you know, it's great that everything got worked out. And I mean, because right, it would have been Tom Holland regardless.
Yeah. But no matter how they would have pulled it, it would have been Tom Holland.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he stays as Spider-Man for the foreseeable future, I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Despite deals or no deals.
Yeah, basically, for real. Like, why the fuck not?
Because they finally found somebody who's legitimately acrobatic and has the Peter Parker high schoolness, nerdiness, you know, quick-witted, you know, like, it just works. I mean, like, right? I mean, obviously, all the lines are written, but, you know, he carries them out like he owns the role.
He absolutely does own the role. Kind of like the same way that fucking Hugh Jackman owned the role for fucking Wolverine.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but like, Hugh Jackman was like 50 years, so.
Yeah. But even from the beginning, you're like, okay, we were all doubtful of it. But then when we saw it, we were like, oh, this is actually pretty good. He's actually pretty good. I could only see him as Wolverine at this point.
Yep.
So.
Oh, dude, I don't know if you remember The Wizard.
No, I don't remember the
wizard. No, the old wizard.
Fred Savage?
No, not that.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about the magazine. The Wizard.
Oh, yeah, Wizard Mag. Yeah, I used to have a ton of those.
Okay, so do you remember when they had the, like, if you know, before X-Men ever became a movie, like, who they had picked for, you know, certain things?
No, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay, so this is the one thing I remember, which I thought was funny. So for the role of Wolverine, back then, they said the person that would have been perfect would have been Glenn Danzig.
I would have thought it would have been tried to get Nicolas Cage. Because of that era, he was still making semi-decent films.
Mm-hmm.
No, but they said because of like the, you know, since Glenn Danzig is like short, stocky, you know, like at the time, you know, he's a buff little dude. And remember, Wolverine's like 5 foot, whatever. So yeah, like they picked that.
Which is crazy that it worked out so good with Hugh Jackman being like 5'10".
Yeah. Because you know what it is, it's Hollywood magic, man. They make it work regardless.
This is true.
This is fucking exciting. I'm kind of excited for it. I can't really wait for the next Spider-Man and see what else is in store for him in the MCU.
Yes.
It's very fucking exciting.
But onward and upward to even more geek news.
with even more actually coming, having to deal with fucking Kevin Feige. He's now developing a new Star Wars movie for Disney.
I'm intrigued because we all
very fucking intrigued.
Because considering the Skywalker saga is done after 9,
yes, I mean,
that's long confirmed.
Yes, it's way better. Yeah.
So like I'm intrigued to see what the brand new characters are going to be, the brand new story, and considering it's once again Kevin Feige, I have faith in his work.
I absolutely do. The thing is, like, what I was having a conversation with Renee earlier the last couple of days or whatever, basically saying, like, yo, being that Kevin Feige is going to be in this whole, you know, this whole Star Wars universe now, why don't they just start developing a whole, like, a whole thing, kind of like the way Marvel's been doing as of late, with just building characters and building storylines. So wait, at the end, they can have like a huge fucking like huge Star Wars movie in general, not just like you know, one-offs or whatever.
I mean, think about all like new characters that were created for like different video games in its time.
Exactly. You know,
like, I mean, it's under the every game and stuff was under the Lucas stuff, but it's you can create a random character and make it work. I mean, look at look at Mandalorian coming out.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not even just creating random characters. There are tons of characters that have actually been written for ages, like for years.
Oh yeah, in both Lucasfilm or whatever the company is that that does like all like the
through the comics or the fucking books and everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's also like you could come up with so many characters from like fan books.
Yeah, things that were originally like canon that turned out not being canon after Disney bought it, but like shit, they could still fucking use it, or borrow from it in some type of way.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really fucking interesting. I'm very excited to see what they're gonna do. What they're gonna try to do. And what they're saying also is that like this could also lead to like fucking. Them starting to do a whole new Indiana Jones type thing as well.
Oh yeah.
So them doing Indiana Jones would be fucking great. Cause we haven't had a good Indiana Jones in a really long time.
Yeah, since Last Crusade.
Yeah, exactly. And then this would also be like a good reason to fucking like possibly even go back and do like, you know, young Indiana Jones.
Well, all I know is that there's rumors that now the fifth movie is going to be is going to start filming next year.
The death of Indy.
Yeah, it's good. And hopefully Shia LaBeouf don't come back.
Hopefully not. But then again, he has gotten a little bit better the last few years.
So, what do you think the name of that movie?
I don't know. Indiana
Jones and the tapioca pudding of doom.
I like it, but I'm pretty fucking excited for this. I really can't wait for Star Wars, the Kevin Feige edition.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be good.
And Feige, in Feige we trust.
Oh my god, I can see Kevin Feige, whatever, and be like, listen, I have an idea for a new character. He will be played by Robert Downey Jr. and his name is going to be Tone Star Runner.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And yeah, and he has this futuristic suit. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. And it has 4 lightsabers.
Yeah. It's kind of like a cross.
Yeah, 2 that come from his hand and 2 come from his back.
Yeah, exactly. I can dig it. That sounds really good. That's like a $1 billion property right there.
Wait, hold on. Copyright Inner City Geeks 2019.
Mm-hmm. Basically. You know, fuck with us.
And you could hear it like, and hear me out, and hear me out. And the like the futuristic thing that he wears has a voice, and he sounds like you guys ever watched the movie Swingers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he you know, not money, baby, not money, but his friend who, you know, basically bring John Favreau back in, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, actually.
Right?
Oh yeah, I definitely think that. That's a multi-billion property right there. Fuck yeah!
Yeah, or be like, oh, if you want him to have like a bit of a British accent, you know, hey, we worked with Paul Bettany before. Bring him on in.
Exactly. Bring on the shit.
He could be a droid.
Yeah, there's no more Vision anymore. So yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
And they discover him in the cantina,
basically.
Uh huh.
Cantina for all. Why not? Yeah. So, some other shit we got. This is probably one of the saddest things I've heard this week. Something that I was really, really fucking excited for was the fact that Hulu is not going forward with the Ghost Rider.
I'm so pissed at that.
Yeah. From what it says, basically, is that Hulu and the Ghost Rider team had reached a creative impasse which could not be resolved, leading to the streamer's decision to not move forward with the series.
Well, hopefully, maybe Amazon picks it up. We all know Netflix won't because they don't like to work with Marvel.
Right, but the thing is, like, it all depends on the rights. Like, I think Hulu has the rights for these characters, so I don't think it'd go out to be like, oh yeah, it's a totally different thing that Amazon has nothing to do with, because Amazon has no rights of any type of Marvel thing.
It's really a shame because he was perfect as Ghost Rider on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, like he absolutely was. Even if that was just like a minor role on like a few episodes,
mm-hmm.
like it was really fucking good.
Yeah,
yeah, it's very, very sad.
Right, because when did the news break that it was happening? Like San Diego?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And for it to be like, you know, woohoo, San Diego, to be like, oh, my New York Comic Con, that's short.
They probably had like a really, really, really huge difference or whatever in ideas, because like for that to automatically just be like, okay, yeah, no, we're not going to do this. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because you figure if San Diego was in July, you know, you figure August, September, we're not even in October yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like about 2 months of, you know, going from woohoo to boo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From woohoo to boohoo. Yeah.
Exactly. Woohoo to boohoo. Title of the episode.
There we go. Perfect. Yeah. Woohoo to boohoo. I like it. Yeah, it's very fucking sad. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, and the closing song or whatever is going to be Everybody Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
And everybody cries. But but of course, we know that Hellstorm is still, you know, well, Hellstorm's actually still going to happen. And of course, there's also like 4 animated Marvel series that are going to be coming to Hulu, which are MODOK, Hitmonkey, Tiger and Dazzler, and Howard the Duck, which all, you know, tie up at the end with The Offenders in 2020. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. They still have a shit ton of fucking Marvel shit to come out with on Hulu. So, and then on top of fucking like the other show Runaways, there's another season of Runaways coming soon. So yeah, there's a lot of shit that Marvel's putting out that kind of make up for Ghost Rider in a way, but not really. But yeah, that's what's happening with that. It's kind of sad, but whatever.
Yeah.
Some more shit that's come out this week that's actually pretty interesting. On top of the fact that we got to see fucking Brendan Rouse Superman suit, which I was kind of skeptical in the first shot that I saw. But yeah, then see the second shot that came out later on in the day, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's... I'm intrigued, especially because, like Crisis is now going to be, like, the biggest show or the biggest miniseries that I can think of in, like, superhero, you know, stuff, right? Because think about everybody, you know, and this will lead into the other news, too, but, like, Brandon Routh, I mean, he's basically bringing that movie franchise to canon, you know, because mm-hmm. because if you think about it, that was the franchise reboot, or not reboot, but continuation of Chris Reeve's Superman.
Yes, exactly. That's what it was supposed to be. Yep.
Yeah, and you know that's why, like, honestly, everything about that movie was not good, but the two best parts was him as Superman and Clark Kent, and you know, Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but everything else about the movie was, well, even the chick was okay as Lois, but you know, like the movie itself, no. Who even played Perry White in that movie? I don't remember either.
But one thing I do remember was that the rapey dude was in it.
Yeah,
and Kevin Spacey, but I'm gonna Google that shit right now. Superman Returns.
I'm already on IMDb.
Superman Returns. So, Mrs. Macy, what do you want for your payment? Well, you know how R. Kelly had his own dungeon?
It was Frank Langella.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
And Sam Huntington was Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then Cal Penn was in it.
Briefly, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, he was fucking Lex Luthor's fucking...
Yeah, his hitman. Yeah. Or, like, his, you know...
It's a little roadie. He's his henchman.
Yeah, he basically was thug number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, Brendan Routh as that Superman is going to be pretty awesome. I'm intrigued to see where they go with it.
Yes, but I'm very excited. But it sucks because that's going to be the end of Brendan Routh and the whole thing anyway.
Yeah.
But of course we know that throughout this crossover we see that it's basically the end of Arrow, because it's the end of Arrow in general, because Arrow's supposed to be over at the end of the season.
Which
is only like a 10-episode season or some shit.
I wonder if they'll actually kill him off.
Yeah, that'd be interesting if they actually do that.
Because it could be something as easy where, sure, what's his name, saw like the fate of Oliver Queen, but remember, it's the CW and fates change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For all we know...
But you also gotta remember, like, in the future, he isn't around in the future.
No,
which leads to the news that happened this week also, which was the fact that Arrow will be having a spinoff.
Yes, it will.
Spinoff basically based on the Canaries, which is basically like, you know, White Canary, fucking Dina Drake as a Canary also, and fucking Laurel as a Canary, and fucking Mia Smoke, who actually... might actually become the next Arrow.
Right.
The next Green Arrow. So that'd be pretty cool. That'd
it
be pretty
would. Cool to see. But, you know, it's sure Oliver wasn't around in, you know, the future of the last season of Arrow, but I mean, things can change, especially because Barry Allen is part of this crisis.
Right. Exactly.
And Barry, and you know, Barry and timelines. Damn it.
Which is actually something that I was just thinking about recently. How this is not talking about the fucking, the CW stuff, but the fact that the Flash movie is still going on, how he could be the reason why there's a new Batman in the DC universe.
Yeah. I mean, the right.
Like, they have the whole Flashpoint or whatever, and then he's like, oh, yeah, look, it's Batman, but it's a different Batman.
I mean, writers have a way to do things. That's why they get paid big money.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can dig it. But going back to the Arrow stuff, I'm excited for this. Like, I kind of want to see a whole new show with, like, all these different people. Not necessarily different people, because, of course, we've seen, you know, Katie Cassidy in it or whatever in Arrow for, like, forever. Mm-hmm. But seeing her actually portray fucking Canary in an entire series would actually be pretty cool.
Like, I actually started rewatching Arrow on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, I paused it and then I haven't got back to it because I'm now watching American Horror Story. But you know, it's one season. I'll fly through that. I'm already almost done. But I'm up to the very first appearance of Grant Gustin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's amazing how great season one was and how great season two was. Season three. 3-4 tapered down, 5 was great, and then 6 was okay, and then, you know, season 7 was, like, mostly good. So, like, I'm curious to see what season 8 is going to be like, especially because it's starting from the, like, each episode is going to be an episode revolving around the season, you know, like, episode 1 will be season 1, episode 2 season 2, etc. And that's why, like, we get to see Tommy Merlin and Malcolm Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest trailer where you hear Moira and he's like, hi, mom.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Like,
and then his sister comes back too.
Yeah, the fact that they brought back Thea, I mean, right, she left, like, after season 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was barely on that season.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't even, like, a major character. She was at, like, a guest star spot.
Yeah, like, she wanted, and I get it too, because you figure how much work they put in, and, you know, she just wanted to, like, stop and just rest, you know, spend stop time. Yeah, you know. But with Crisis, did you see the picture released of Erica Durance and Tom Welling?
Yes. I posted that shit on my fucking stories. I was like, this shit is fucking cool.
Yeah, where you see Tom Welling clearly dyed his hair and shaved off his gray stubble.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the flannel. I'm like, okay, this is great.
Yeah, and then Erica Durance just looks hot.
Yeah, and apparently Michael Rosenbaum turned down the role of Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm. But for all we know, it could.
For all we know, he's going to pop up.
Yeah.
Because him and Tom Welling are buddies.
Yeah, they're, like, best of buddies.
Yeah, and as I said to you guys last week, you know, him posting the cryptic old photo video of Smallville on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So it may or may not happen. We'll see when it happens.
Yeah.
Or when it airs, I mean. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of news this week.
Yeah, there's still a lot of shit. I'm still not done yet.
I know.
We got some interesting shit, being that we were talking about DC shit now too, is some casting news for The Batman.
Ah, yes, this news.
Yes. So
The first thing that I heard this week was actually that Jonah Hill is in talks to play something in the Batman, possibly a villain. But it's in crazy talks because, of course, he probably doesn't want to do it because he wants a lot of money, from what I've heard.
Apparently, but he wants a million.
Oh, what?
I'm still here. Apparently,
yeah.
I think that he wanted 10 million.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But I wouldn't mind seeing him as a villain. But the only villain that I can picture him as is I can't picture him as a Riddler, which is something that I think Brian was telling me. or the Penguin. Like, Penguin would be a good character, but the fact that I've seen these two characters already in a bunch of things already, as well as a whole TV show just based on them as like the main villains and everything.
Yeah.
Alex?
What if they go obscure? Like, they go like with like a 66, you know, villain.
That'd be interesting. But the one that I'm thinking that he would actually be pretty perfect for would be Clayface.
Oh, absolutely.
Seeing him as Clayface would be absolutely perfect. That's what I would like to see. Because first off, like, we haven't seen Clayface in any of the movies.
No, you haven't. And it'd be a nice little change.
Yeah, and it'd be a completely different change. They could go fucking CGI crazy if they want to.
I know. I was going to say, like, think about CGI now versus, like, even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changes every day, and they could really do something wild with Jonah Hill as Clayface.
They could go the whole crazy CGI route. They could also go like the fucking like Terminator route, just changing the way he looks, which is making it pretty simple.
Yeah,
it'll be fucking dope. It'll be dope to see fucking Jonah Hill Clayface.
Mm-hmm.
Because he kind of looks like a Clayface. He kind of looks like that character.
He does. That's why, like, what was it, the fan art of Josh Gad as Penguin?
Right. That looks a little more better. I'm fucking retarded. But it does look a little better to see Josh Gad as Penguin, but I don't see Jonah Hill as a Penguin.
No. Jonah Hill, I don't see him as anything. Now, thinking about it, I don't see him as anything but Clayface.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, do you want him to be Clayface because he can expand his weight on and off?
Exactly. That too.
Oh.
I would not mind saying that. Because he doesn't necessarily have to be like super skinny or whatever at this point. He could fucking be, you know, a regular dude, a regular chunky dude or whatever.
I mean, the weight size between him now and like freaking when he wanted to buy the shoes from the eBay store and 40-year-old virgin.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Super different.
Or sucking on a titty in Grandma's Boy.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I mean, kudos for him to drop it all that weight, but it's now he's forever known as Clayface.
Yeah.
Because of his stretchy skin.
Or at least on this show. He known as Clayface. But, yeah, that's going to be pretty fucking interesting. I'm really excited to see if he's actually going to be part of the Batman. We'll see. We just have to.
Is it still Robert Pattinson? Because I thought he had dropped out.
No, he's still the thing.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I know people are like, "Oh, why?" It's like, because forget about those movies. He can actually act. He's good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not you know, he took a job. You know, mm-hmm. He got paid for it, despite, you know, everything and wrong about those movies.
Regardless, like, people are going to talk shit. Especially people that are like, oh yeah, he was this character. Just the same way they did with fucking Bruce Wayne.
I mean, look at Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton will forever be Batman, of course.
Yeah. Just like people were bitching about fucking The Machinist being a fucking Batman as well.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at with Michael Keaton, you look at him, okay, he'll forever be Batman in the Burton era, but then you look at The Founder, and he was Ray Kroc.
Yeah.
You know, or in your case, look at Christian Bale, right? Sure, he was Batman three times, but The Machinist, The Fighter, you know, Terminator Salvation.
Yeah. Which, good John Connor.
Yeah.
A shitty John Connor, though.
Look, Terminator Salvation was not a great movie, but it was, I thought it was, it was way better than Terminator 3.
It absolutely was better than Terminator 3, but it still does slightly better, I think.
Dude, you already know I'm a fan of the Terminator series, and Salvation was like such a disappointment for me because I was so excited for the whole fucking, you know, the war.
Yeah.
And all war that never the war that never happened with Termicycles.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Salvation that really disappointed me, like, I enjoyed the movie pretty much, and then, and even like CGI Schwarzenegger, I thought was, you know, cool for its time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's after Christian Bale, gets, like, you know, near fatally wounded, and what's his name from Avatar was like, here, take my intestines or whatever here, it was.
Blue cat.
Yeah. And it's like, it's like, hey, we're all of a sudden a perfect match. You know, like, what about, you know, what about, hey, what if you're not a perfect match?
Yeah. Yeah. That is fucked. That's over. It's a wrap, Cease.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we just have to see. Like, we can't just jump the gun and be like, oh, yeah, Robert Pattinson's going to be shit. Could be all right. He could be pretty good. He could be the best fucking Batman we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, if they're doing like a, I mean, I don't know if they're going to do like a 0 year, year one kind of thing.
I think they are, because I don't know if they're going to go like to fucking like the 80s or something, being that the Joker's coming out and shit. But
right.
He is a younger version of Batman, so they might go year one, or they might go like his early years as Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I could kind of see him as a young Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like when he's just starting out, just not necessarily year one, but he's been doing it for a couple of years, but he's still kind of, you know, not all the way amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he's not full-fledged Batman.
Right. Yet.
Right. He's more ascending knight at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's not the Dark Knight. He's like the half Dark Knight.
Yeah, he's like purple gloves era Batman.
He's like Purple Rain Batman.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to Keaton.
Yeah,
and it all goes back to Keaton again.
Exactly. And then in more Batman news, in more news from the Batman, is that Jeffrey Wright, who I've always known, and I still only see him as People's Hernandez for fun.
Yeah, yes, yes, he's only that.
Is
all from Shaft.
Yeah, yeah, he's in talks to actually play Commissioner Gordon.
So, side note, Christian Bale was in that movie.
That's right, he was.
Christian Bale was the rich white dude that was kind of like thrill-seeking mugging.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it was Batman. It was villain versions of Bruce Wayne and Commissioner Gordon.
Holy shit, look at that.
So now...
You best kill me, man. You best kill me.
But yes, people...
It's Egyptian cotton.
People, I love it. Like my favorite. Before we get into the Batman, my favorite moment in that movie between him and Samuel Jackson was when, like, you know, he takes when the kids are playing basketball and he takes the basketball and just chucks it at Peebles.
Mm-hmm. This is fucking great.
Now I kind of want to watch that movie again.
Fuck yeah!
And I'm intrigued by the sequel. Like, I want to try to find it on the Fire Stick and just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, it's sure it's not great, but it's gonna be like good enough.
Yeah, I don't even think it's in theater still at the moment, so it probably wasn't that great. It probably just didn't do that good in theaters, period.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, But yeah, Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon would be quite amazing. Because he's a great fucking actor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a real versatile dude. Like,
I mean, he was in Source Code. The movie was not good, but he was good.
Mm-hmm. He's been in fucking Westworld, and I haven't really watched the series, but
yeah,
I hear nothing but good things about him in that series.
But yeah, you're right. He is very versatile, and he can, like, you know, I'm sure he's going to be a great Commissioner Gordon.
He was really good in The Hunger Games.
The first one?
He was in all of them, I think.
I don't remember. I only saw the first one.
Yeah, he was in a few of them. I know he was in a few of them, not just one. But yeah, he was in The Hunger Games. He was pretty good in it. I like him. He's a very, you know, like I said, versatile actor, so I wouldn't mind seeing him in more shit. Especially in The Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm excited for that shit.
Yeah.
Something that actually, like, the person that was supposed to be on the show with us today, but isn't, brought to my attention this week was that Jason Bateman is in talks to direct a new Clue movie for Disney, for Fox and Disney.
I'm kind of intrigued.
Starring Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is fucking interesting.
That I mean, is.
I'm interested and intrigued by it because it could be a hit or miss.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Because Clue was a hit or miss for a lot of fucking people.
Yeah. And the thing about Clue, the original, I don't know if you knew this, but when the movie came out in theaters, different showings in different theaters would play an ending different. At random.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we get the three endings, you know, VHS and then DVD and Blu-ray. But yeah, all the original movie had three different endings per different theater and different showtime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so with a Clue remake, right, with a Clue remake, I'd be intrigued because Ryan Reynolds is just very versatile and right. can play that goofball and pretty much be any role. Although now he's forever Wade. But Jason Bateman is another one.
He's always been Wade.
Yeah. He kind of always has, even in like Just Friends.
Yeah.
But with Jason Bateman, I mean, everything from, forget about like his childhood, you know, stuff, like the Hogan family and whatever, but not the Hulk Hogan family. That's different.
Yeah, no, that's the wrong one.
But with,
he's not racist.
Oh my God. But well, let me tell you something, Brian. It's like
Arrested Development was awesome.
Yeah, it's like he's great. I mean, and I love awesome Horrible Boss is one of my favorite movies.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
You know, I didn't really see all of this. Well, I think I might have seen all of the second one, but I mean, he's just good at that. You know, that type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he I don't know if you've ever seen Game Night.
Yeah, I saw Game Night. That show was great.
Game Night was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just, you know, seeing him in those types of goofball comedies, it's like, who's to say that the Clue remake isn't going to be good?
Right.
I mean, it may not do well financially.
Yeah.
Or at least in theaters, because look at Office Space. Office Space bombed in theaters.
Yeah.
Now it's a cult classic. Idiocracy, exactly. Same thing.
Well, that's the same thing with the original Clue also. The original Clue is technically a cult classic now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even though people may not have really liked it back then, they do enjoy it now. Mm-hmm. Just like Rocky Horror. You know, Rocky Horror is one of those movies just like, oh shit, this shit is actually really good. But people didn't really talk about it back in the day.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
What, Idiocracy? It was hard to get into.
No. Rocky Horror.
I'm sorry, which one?
Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't get into that.
I enjoy Rocky Horror. It's actually pretty fucking cool. It's fun. But yeah, Clue is along the same routes. It's like it's one of those like hit or misses. Like it's because it's one of those like very diatribe like huge details and fucking all this other bullshit that's going on. And like to me, like movie like these sometimes don't really tend to catch my attention, especially being that it's basically like going off of just Hasbro. Like Hasbro shit, like okay, I'm not too excited for it. The only reason I'm excited for it is because you know Jason Bateman will possibly be attached to it, and fucking Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and you know it's gonna be one of those movies where I probably won't see it in theaters, but you know it doesn't mean I'm not gonna watch it. You know I'm not gonna not watch it. I mean, you know, like I'll give it a chance. I mean, shit. I didn't see Jumanji in theaters.
Right.
Yeah, the sequel. But or reboot or whatever you wanted to call it.
The sequel. That was actually Jumanji 2.
Yeah, but I mean like I gave it a shot, like my wife and I put it on one night and we laughed a lot. Like it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Dude, Jack Black made that movie for me.
And I'm actually looking forward to Jumanji 2.
Mm-hmm.
Or technically 3, but you know, I'm looking forward to it.
The next Jumanji.
Yeah, exactly. Because was it Danny Glover and Danny DeVito? I mean, come on.
The two Dannys.
Yeah, the two Dannys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, little Danny and Black Danny.
it's the new twins.
You know what I'm actually looking forward to? I watched a trailer two nights ago. It was The Irishman.
Oh, yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah, but that's a story for another time. We'll talk about it after it airs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like we'll do a breakdown of El Camino.
Yeah, yeah, we could actually do that, yeah, next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out on, like, the 11th, I think.
Yeah, we could actually talk about that shit after it comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, Clue looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It looks pretty interesting. Franny, I was like, yo, this is going to be interesting. And if it bombs, it's going to be all your fault.
And all I'm going to say is BoJack Horseman is ending and I'm sad. Okay, we're not
up to that yet.
He was getting ahead just in case he was going to, like, you know, nope, we're not going to talk about it.
I made sure to say it before Steve can mute me.
It's all good. It's all good. I appreciate it.
Brian tried to drop the pipe bomb.
Basically, he pre-ejaculated.
I did a little bit. he Bojacked all over himself.
Goddamn. something interesting that came out this week. Something that's very very fucking interesting. Very fucking cool at the same time is that for Jurassic World 3. They pretty much got 3 of the original cast of Jurassic Park to reprise their roles. So they got Laura Dern, Sam Neill, and Jeff Goldblum all returning to Jurassic World 3.
That's impressive. I didn't think they'd come back.
Me neither.
You know, so somehow life found a way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They were like, oh yeah, we can do this, because of course they can. Like,
well, I mean, like, it's also Jeff Goldblum kind of had like a career comeback.
Oh yeah,
you know,
especially
he's never been gone, but he took time and like only did like selective things. But then like he showed up in Ragnarok. Nobody thought it was gonna be like Jeff Goldblum in a Marvel movie. What?
Mm-hmm.
And then that sparked the itch. And, you know, he's now back in, I didn't see Jurassic World 2, but like, I know he's in that and reprises his role for, I think he's only in it for a short period of time. I don't remember
Thing, yeah.
But like, I mean, and then we pretend this movie doesn't exist, but the Independence Day sequel.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
God.
Movie that was in theaters for like a week.
That was just bad.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was so bad, they actually kind of had to CGI Robert Loggia in it because he died like right around the time of filming.
Mm-hmm.
And like Robert Loggia was, you figure he was old then, and this is like what 20 something years later. And it's like him barely able to stand from the wheelchair to give a salute on like the honoree day or whatever. I'm just like, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
it's very, very weird.
It is going to be interesting to see that they're all back. And if only, I know they both dropped out of acting, but it'd be so great to see both the kids return.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. And
that
like,
would be really cool.
And I wonder if they'll have like a CGI video recording of John Hammond, like via like old unused footage or something from him.
Mm, that would be cool.
Because I my guess would be this would be the one that closes out the franchise. You don't know because, I mean, hey, look at those Fast and Furious movies still going.
Exactly. There was just words that, well, I guess The Rock posted some shit today that they hit the $750 million mark.
Jesus.
Internationally.
That's insane. And I know the 10 is being worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And like whole Hobbs and Shaw spinoff, which I still got to see.
Oh, it's good.
I'm sure it is. It's such eye candy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And like, you know,
it's like a testosterone overdose.
Speaking of a testosterone overdose, I watched last week I watched Escape Plan 3. Did I tell you this?
Jesus Christ, yeah, you mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. It was like, so, I mean, yeah, that's right. I did bring it up. It was Stallone versus Devin Sawa. It's just like, what?
Fucking Final Destination.
I know. Yo,
Final Destination.
He no longer looks like Casper. Like, he actually like looks like he's an MMA fighter now.
Yeah, because he's like, fuck it. I'm tired of being fucking killed every time.
Which, I mean, I honestly can't wait for The Fanatic.
I think it's out already.
Is it? I gotta try to find it.
Yeah, I think it is out already. Because it was only like a limited release. I think it's one of those VOD movies.
All right, so be easy to find on the Fire Stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
like again another plug for the Banana Splits movie.
Yeah, I still gotta watch that. You said it was like crazy, right?
It's fun. It's fun. it's like B movie goodness.
Okay, so it's B movie goodness like the Happy Time Murders.
I didn't watch the Happy Time Murders.
You've never seen the Happy Time Murders?
No, I haven't watched
it. I wanted to watch that so bad. I started it and like the first 5 minutes and something came up.
Mm.
But I'm very interested. What I like about it is that it's an adult Henson thing.
Yeah, so, I was gonna say it's not like bootleg Muppets, it's actually Brian Henson.
Yeah, but Banana Splits is pretty dope. It's pretty fun. I liked it.
It's
cheesy. It's campy. It's what you would expect from the Banana Splits.
Got it.
You know what's funny? How my friend Gustavo, him and his wife Ashley watched it, and they told me like, you know, because we were gonna try to start watching it here a while back, and then they had to go, and then they watched it when they got home. So my friend Gustavo was like, dude, this movie is like so good.
it's one of those so good that it's so bad that it's good.
Nice.
It's one of those.
And then here's the last piece of news. John Wick 4 got a release date.
Really? Well,
a release month.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's going to be May of 2021.
Yeah, because of course they got to go back in time. Gotta go back in time. Oh, yeah. You know, Bill and Ted. Back in time.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. I know I'm mixing up fucking movies, but I don't go fuck. But the last piece of news, I guess, for this week, something that I honestly don't really give a fuck about, but it's something that Brian cares about, and you know, some other people out there actually do. But BoJack Horseman is coming back for its final season.
I know, I'm sad.
I know you are sad. I can sense the tears coming off of your face as we speak.
It's sad.
Yeah.
You gotta give it a shot. It's a good show.
What drew you to this fucking show? Because, like, honestly, like, I spoke to Charlie about this also, and I spoke to Alex also, and I'm like, I don't know. It just doesn't draw my... It doesn't really catch my attention in any way. What's so good about it? Tell me three good reasons why we should watch this show.
Yeah, hold on.
Brilliant writing, Will Arnett, and just really good.
It's told. Okay, fine. I will give it a shot.
You know what it probably is, dude? It's probably one of those things where you finish watching a series on Netflix already, and you just go, you know what? Fuck it.
It's basically, I mean, the premise behind the show is that BoJack is basically the Bob Saget of that style TV show.
Okay.
Like, basically, it's pretty much Full House. It's like pretty much Full House. It's like him being the single dad, you know, with these three kids. And
do they all have horse faces too?
No, the kids are human faced. Okay. And all right, here's your real third reason. Aaron Paul.
So is this show also like based on like Sarah Michelle Gellar's life?
So basically a show where he's stuck in a time warp. Like, he can't get out of that whole I was once famous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's still, you know, he's still like pseudo famous. Like, Bob Saget still tries.
Okay.
You know, but
but Bob Saget's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, BoJack is just a fun show. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you'll see what I'm talking about if you give it a shot.
Okay. I'm willing to give it a shot. I've always been like, oh yeah, I gotta want to watch this because you've mentioned it before.
And Aaron Paul is in it, and he's brilliant in that too.
Okay.
So
I'll give it a shot. Like I said, you've told me like, oh yeah, you should watch it. And I've had it like about to play, and then I go back and I watch something else.
You're like, maybe I should give this a shot. Ooh, new season of Disenchantment.
Yeah, basically. Like, ooh, let me watch The Dark again. Or, ooh, let's watch Forensic Files for hours. Yeah. Mm. Shit like that. But like I said, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I think, you know, you'll like it. There's comedy. It's a lot of stupidity, but that fun kind. And then there's some, like, it'll play with the heartstrings. Like, it's pretty diverse.
Okay. I'll check it out. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this fucking week.
Yeah.
This is a long fucking episode. So, like I said, this will probably be a two-parter.
Yeah.
In what order will they come out? Who knows? But, what I think I might wind up doing, I might do the ending first, and then the first half of us talking for 40 minutes will be like the second episode.
Be like 175 A and B.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll label it like 175B, and then next week will be the 175A. Yeah. People are going to be, what the fuck? He doesn't know how to count. I'm not counting. I'm just saying numbers and letters. But yeah, I'm retarded. Again, go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have Brian2J Presents, that's going to be coming out with some new shit soon.
Yes, especially post Comic Con. I have a lot of coverage happening. So
Yes. We also
it's going to be exhausting.
Of course. We also have Comic Schools of War, Manga Times, Anime World.
Good Games.
Turntable. Yeah. Good Games. That's in hiatus for a bit. Yeah. But we also still have Turntable as well as First Watch, which should be coming back soon. We have a bunch of shit on the site, man. We also have the InterCity Geeks webcomic, which will be coming back with another issue in the next few weeks. We also have random shit up there sometimes, so make sure you go check out all the shits at InterCityGeeks.com.
Uh-huh.
Also on InterCityGeeks.com, we have links to Amazon, where you can buy some shit and fucking buy some shit. Just click on the link and buy it. Whatever. You can buy BoJack Horseman on there, I think.
Yeah, you probably could. And you could probably buy actual shit.
Yeah, and you could probably actually buy shit.
Because Amazon has everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what other store can you buy, like, a dildo and a fucking food?
right?
Yeah. It's like, it's the superstore.
Yeah, you can basically Amazon Prime while buying your sex toy and your bottle of wine and your lube.
Yeah. And you can get it the next day.
Yeah, so you have a good solo night to yourself.
Exactly. It's so amazing.
Yes.
Gotta love Amazon.
We just went dark, but anyway. That's what we do here on the show. We like to have fun.
Exactly. We just like to talk shit because that's what we do. Uh-huh. Another site that you could find on the site, another link that you find on the site is a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company, where they sell a bunch of fucking cool shit for geeks and people like us. They have shirts and hats and hoodies and fucking a bunch of cool shit, all made by people like us. So make sure you go check them out. And at checkout, you can type in InterCityGeeks for 15% off your entire purchase. It's worth it. Go check it out. There may be something that you like on there. I know there's a bunch of stuff that I've liked on there, so go check that out. SoulSickClothing.co. And also you find the link to Kushly.com, which is a place that sells CBD. I don't want to go through the whole description of it because I'm kind of tired. So, yeah. Kushly.com. They sell CBD stuff. Good shit. And then I check out. Well, using the link that we have on the site, you will get 15% off your entire purchase. So go do that as well. And basically, check out the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Those are the places you can check out the show. You can find us on the social medias, on the Facey Space. Basically, it's faceyspace.com/InterCityGeeks. On the Twitter at InterCityGeeks, on the Instagram at InterCityGeeks. Where can we find you guys?
You can find me sitting in a chair in my nerd cave. But no, you could find me on both Twitter and Instagram at Bri_2J. You can follow Bri_2J Presents on Instagram. And while you're, you know, scrolling through YouTube and you happen to click on Bri_2J Presents on YouTube, leave a like, comment, and share. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And there'll be some pretty cool New York Comic Con coverage coming out. So
with the latest video being the SH Figure Arts Insomniac Games PS4 Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so that figure. Nice. Dope as hell.
So nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, go check that shit out. Alex?
You can find me on Twitter at DinyDinyED, and you can find me on Instagram at DinyDin period Y period ED.
Yes. And you can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps this shit the fuck up. Yeah, it's been a crazy fucking episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of news.
Yeah, a lot of fucking news and a lot of just us talking about shit.
Yeah, and I'm really curious to see what happens next week, like what certain companies throw out, you know,
yeah,
both in TV and random, because, you know, New York is where it's not San Diego big in certain things. It has a lot of breaking, you know, like Walking Dead is coming back. Yay.
Out of the whole group, I think I'm like the only one that's actually excited for it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a show where I think they should finally wrap it up, because Fear is actually the better show at the moment.
Like, it's possible. You know what's funny? I fell off of Fear and I continued with Walking Dead.
Like, I'm gonna watch Walking Dead because, one, it's zombies, and two, I'm a completionist, so I need to finish the series. You know, like as bad as Dexter got, as you know, Arrow's interesting. I finished Gotham, you know, I'm going to finish S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, I'm going to finish Archer, yada, yada, yada.
It's funny how I never got to finish Gotham.
The last season was dope as hell, but I feel like that could have used one more episode to close it. Like, I feel like the Batman ending was a little rushed, but great series. You know, so it's little things like this. We'll see what happens and what comes out. And again, The Walking Dead needs to go away, but it's I'm interested to see how they eventually close it. And then we got these, like, you know, the Walking Dead Rick Grimes movies coming out next year. You know, or starting next year.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they should have never got rid of him anyway, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think that's everybody's opinion. That's why they're bringing him back for just one movie.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, Michonne is set to leave at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now there was rumors that Jeffrey Dean Morgan might go. It's like, well, it's no, you know, Negan's one of the best characters on the show.
Yeah.
You know, the show can't always be Daryl.
Yeah, I was going to say, at this point, it's becoming The Walking Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what we already figured was going to happen a while ago.
You know how the whole thing with The Walking Dead, it's like every season the logo would decay more and more?
Mm-hmm.
I just wish it were just like at, you know,
it just falls off.
Thanos snapped and just fade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
That would.
But yeah, say goodbyes, everybody.
Goodbyes, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes, and just like I said, The Walking Dead needs to say its goodbye, too. But before we go, I mentioned earlier that we're going to play some music. So on this week's episode, I chose a song from the band that I listened to this week that I was very fucking excited to listen to. And that band is... I forgot. My brain
Of Mice and Men.
Yes, Of Mice and Men. My brain. It's pretty late. This is the latest that we've recorded. So, in a long time, actually. It's Of Mice and Men. It's off of their new album. I was originally going to play a different song, but then I thought about it. I was like, I need to play something better that's harder. Even though the one song that I did choose was pretty hard. But
it can't always be Killswitch or Hatebreed. You have to do, you know, there are other bands out there.
Yeah, there are other hard bands out there. But of course, they have a new lead singer because their original lead singer was like, "Yo, I got some sickness and shit. I need to fucking go chill." So they got a new dude, and he's pretty fucking rad. And the song that I will be playing today is literally like the last song on the album. It's called "How to Survive." It's fucking great. The album is actually really fucking good. So go check out the motherfucking album. Check out this song. And thanks for listening. I've been checking out the numbers, and yeah, we're looking pretty good. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking out the show. Thank you guys for everything. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging, everybody.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
We love you all.
You know, like, yeah. We do this for everybody. So it's nice that, you know, we're appreciated.
Yeah, most definitely appreciated.
And we're only just beginning.
Exactly. We're only just beginning with this new way of recording. We're thinking about doing something a little bit different, changing up a few things. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the near future. So, like I said, don't be a dick. But always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth. I can show you.